Well, love them or loathe them, election posters have been a key feature of our democracy back now into the mists of time. But now an Cumasúin Tó Chathain, the body responsible for overseeing the country's electoral system, is canvassing public views on their future use. An Cumasúin has launched a public consultation process seeking views on their advantages and their disadvantages. A quick canvass in the Morning Ireland office this morning revealed a slew of election poster favourites from times past. And reporter Sheila Nocton asked early commuters for their take on postering.
There's no need for, because there's too much information on your phone, so you don't really need to litter the place with posters to see somebody's face.
Does it make a difference to you?
None whatsoever. It's at the end of it when you see them all hanging off the post, blown all over the place. That's the hardest part.
I think they raise awareness. I don't think they're too bad. I suppose if there's too many of them, then it's probably a problem. But like, we need to know who we can vote for. I don't find them bad.
So you wouldn't be in favour of getting rid of them?
Maybe reduce them a little bit, but like, I wouldn't say get rid completely.
In the last maybe decade, I've become very against election posters just by the sheer value of them and by the amount of people who are out as soon as the starting gun goes for the election, that they're all up, everybody trying to get the same places, and you're scattered with the same individual with maybe 10, and obviously it's quite bad for the environment.
Yeah, I'm in favour of them. I think they make the candidate more out there in the community, especially if you know them, and they're informative.
I mean, they don't bother me. The only thing I hate is when they're left up after the election's over. That'd be my main bugbear.
Some views this morning with reporter Sheila Nocton. Dr. Kevin Cunningham is a lecturer in politics at Technological University Dublin. Mixed views there, Kevin, on postering, but generally there, people, you know, they don't have strong feelings one way or the other, except maybe there's too many of them. What's your own situation? What's your own view on postering and this review that An Cumasúin Tó Chathain is now getting underway?
I mean, I think broadly speaking, they're probably not that popular amongst the electorate more generally, but certainly amongst academics, I think they'd be slightly more popular, partly because we would look at things from the context of increasing things like turnout. And there's quite an established rule that would suggest that the more material that there is out there, the more aware voters are of the election that might be happening when it is happening. If you're to contrast Irish elections to, say, UK elections, there aren't any posters at all. And in those contexts, you have to go around knocking on every door to remind people there's an election, and that's a huge part of their campaign. Mm-hmm. But obviously in Ireland, we don't do that sort of last minute campaigning. And as a result, you know, we have this kind of, relatively speaking, I'd say slightly larger turnout. But the other thing I'd say about the postering, and one of the reasons why it's quite prominent in Irish politics, is because of the importance of candidates in our electorate. So when we ask people whether their vote is kind of candidate based or party based, about half of the voters would say it's based on their candidates. Now, posters play a huge role in allowing voters to identify not just who their candidate is, but who their local candidate is. And for a lot of people, that's particularly important, particularly where they're looking at a particular party and there's a number of different candidates for that area, for their constituency, and they have one for their particular area. So it allows that kind of connection and proximity to candidates that we have here, which is probably one of the strongest aspects of our democracy, the fact that people feel that they can contact their local politicians, and the fact that they feel, relatively speaking, quite close to them. They will know their politicians because they'll see a poster of them, but also that's reflected on the ballot. It's quite unusual in democracies to have a little picture of the candidate on the ballot, and we have that as well.
But I wonder, and I'm sure this will all form part of this review now that An Cumasúin is undertaking, do we need less posters? Because one of the things that came up there from several of the people that Sheila spoke to was that there's too many of them, and they mentioned littering. And they also mentioned, and maybe we'll talk about the law around it, that they don't seem to come down soon enough after the election is over.
Yeah, there's the 7-day limit, and they do get quite a substantial fine. I'd argue they probably do come down pretty quick.
Yeah, funny, my own experience, just even in my own locality, would be that they seem to come down pretty quickly, but
But when it comes to too many, I mean, they certainly are overbearing, and perhaps that minimises their relative impact in some respect. It's certainly the case that there's a slight advantage to the larger parties. They obviously will have large, significantly more posters, but you know, those advantages are felt everywhere in the election competition. But one of the other aspects of this is if there were fewer posters, like you have in some European countries like Italy or France, there's specific areas where there are posters, but they're broadly speaking ignored, and I don't think they have any impact on voters themselves.
You know, when we were talking in the office this morning, Anya and myself and some of the others, it was as much the slogans attached to the posters as the photographs on the posters that we remembered, you know, as we went back through elections and referendums. Are there some that come readily to your mind when you think of elections, referendums and slogans and posters?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Sometimes they just spark a conversation. I remember I did some work with Owen O'Malley just on this particular topic and how the campaigns, particularly the Together for Yes versus the recent abortion campaign, how prominent the posters were and how both campaigns felt that they were very central. But obviously we remember the Hello Divorce, Bye Bye Daddy referendum posters, those sorts of posters. I think they spark a conversation more than in of itself. But obviously in previous elections, we had things like the 2002 Fianna Fáil poster that would say a lot done, more to do. And I think that was very popular. In fact, it was very successful for them in terms of...
Anya, you were name-checking that the health cuts was in 1987, a Fianna Fáil health cuts.
Hurt the old, the poor and the...
sick and the handicapped.
There you go.
Yeah, back there. But lots of them, that review being undertaken by Encomisiún Tócáin, they're looking for to canvass public views. Dr. Kevin Cunningham, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.